Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House Show. I wanted to introduce you to one of our new sponsors. Monument Grills was founded by three good friends in Atlanta, Georgia, that wanted high-quality, durable grills inspired by iconic monuments. The grills are created for the person who loves to cook and are built to last and to enhance your outdoor cooking experience. What I love is that they are the best quality grills for under $900. So check out the American Gas Grill experts at monumentgrills.com. I bet you'll love to cook on one like I do. Check out the new standard in outdoor cooking at monumentgrills.com. Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Did you have a great year in business and are worried about those deductions for your 2024 taxes? Give your accountant a call and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made here in Oregon with a dealer network in the West Coast. What I love about my Summit trailer is it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over, flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They've got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business at the end of 2024 with something you'll feel proud of pulling at the job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Click on the dealer locator to find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com. This is not tax advice, but hey, I bet you still need a trailer at summittrailermfg.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. This is our Around the Toolbox special. Thanks for joining us. This is for all you out in the trades and out there working hard in the field, working from your home office, working from the office that's closed down, whatever you're doing out there. Thanks for joining us. This is for you guys and gals. This is where we talk all of the stuff about the trades. And I just had to tell a hilarious story that happened a little while ago. You know, Julie gets up in the morning at about 2:45 because she's got to be at work at 4, and so it's an early morning for us in our household. So here's the funny part. So I turn on the news, you know, it's like Jean-Luc Picard going, you know, damage check, where are we at this morning? And I naturally fall back asleep for a few minutes. All of a sudden, I'm in this dream where I'm in this marketing meeting. The social media guru, you know, and I'm not going to call him a motivational speaker because he's not, but Gary V is at the head of the table, and I'm on this meeting, and we're talking about how to save contracting and everything else out there to make sure everybody gets back. I'm having this whole thing, and I'm like totally agreeing with Gary, going, yeah, man, that's it, perfect, yeah, that's the answer. And then I wake up, and he's on the television. So it was so funny how that I was having a dream. But it was wild how the television was driving my dream, because I woke up to him saying, don't let your foot up off the gas, keep it going. And I'm still laughing about it this morning because that was my subject for the Around the Toolbox special this morning. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen, where I've had it kind of play on real life right in front of me while I'm sleeping and the television's on. So I'm still kind of mind blown over that whole thing this morning of how that went down. But
I definitely woke up with a WTF is going on this morning. So that's what I want to talk about today, guys. I want to talk about right now, and I've talked about it before, and if you go back to my early January, I think it was January 8th or something like that. Let me go back and look while we're talking here. That podcast, because it was kind of interesting. If I go back to Around the Toolbox here, and if I go back Around the Toolbox 30 on January 9th, I was talking about the situation we're in right now. It was related to weather, but how do you deal with things where you get shut down? And it's interesting because if you go back and listen to that, it's Around the Toolbox 30. So we're on 41 now. I was talking about it from the standpoint of weather, but right now, you know, this is for contracting. I think we're going to be better than the restaurant industry. Restaurant industry, I think, is going to take a little bit longer. The airline industry is going to take even longer to come back. But as far as contracting, I think it's going to go pretty quick because people still have money in the bank that are doing these remodels and new construction. People are still wanting to do that. Now, I'm not saying, and I'm not downplaying the millions of people that are hurting out there as well, but still, there's enough people out there that had already planned, had already put the money away, maybe even already got the loan, that they're going to be working on these projects. So that's going to continue and start up quickly because people are going to want to get their houses finished. And to be honest, I honestly think that we're going to have a boom in construction and a boom in home reinvestment coming out of this because so many people are stuck inside their home. I know I am. And I've got projects around here that I'm like, I got to get that done. And the worst part is right now is I want to get them done, but I got to get on a film schedule. And trying to get on a film schedule right now is a little more than difficult because the media is working on other things at the moment. And that's totally understandable. But it's one of those things that I want to get my projects done. And I know you want to get your projects done. So right now, if I was going to be positioning my construction company, my flooring company, everything else, it's going to come down to trust, you know? And I think this is one of those things that when you're sitting there worrying about, okay, what do I do right now? If I was a flooring company, if I was a, you know, a lumber yard, I would be on social media and just getting out the message that you're still working and you're working hard and you're trying to do things that are going to make their job easier. And if it's for, you know, contractors, if you're a design firm, make sure you're caught up on your designs. It's a great time if you are shut down to worry about those paperwork issues that maybe you haven't got. It's a good time to get some of those things figured out. It's almost like over the holidays in a way where you're shut down for a short period of time for some people and you want to get some of those systems built up. Now's the time. Get them done. This is not the time to be sitting watching Netflix. I'm sorry, it's not. Make sure you can get everything done. And more importantly, get out on social media and get your message out there. Make sure that you're getting into people and getting your message out to all the people that you're advertising to. Find your client, get in front of them, and see what you can do to help them. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. If you get out there and show people, hey, I'm part of your community. I'm here to help. What can I do? Just do it and enjoy it and get out there. And then those people that see and love what you're doing, throw it on social media. It doesn't matter if you're over helping, you know, like a great example, Pyramid Heating and Cooling, who I work with a lot, you know, they're one of the sponsors of the show here in Portland, Oregon. They went out and two of their helpers after hours went out and helped this, 90-year-old guy, it looked like, and no offense to the guy, he might've been 80, but you know, he was a elderly little man. And it was adorable. They were having enough financial problems that they couldn't afford to get a water heater fixed or replaced. It really needed to be replaced. They went out there and did it after hours and got him taken care of because he didn't have hot water for 4 days. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Get out there, be good to your community, be good to your employees, be good to all those people, and then just be out there and be helpful. You know, be helpful to your community. And you know something? People will see that and they will come and just keep doing what you're doing. Now, right now, there's so many people that are tuning to the media to find out what's going on. You know, the morning news, the weather reports, everybody's trying to figure out what's happening out there. And if I'm trying to grow my business, right now is the premium time to grow your business. And I mean that. Every single time, and I've said this on different interviews and everything else out there, but every single time that I have had my massive growth of any of my businesses that I've had or companies I've managed, it is during these kind of times. because there's so many people that are contracting, you know, is contracting where they're bringing themselves back and going, oh, I'm going to lay off a bunch of people. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you know something? They're the ones that are going to have a harder time recovering right now. If I was a company out there right now, I would be out there, you know, if I had skilled trades that I couldn't find, if I was electricians, and I'd be out there putting out, we're hiring things and hiring those people that are getting laid off to be ready on the backside of this. Because there's people out there that have laid off. Oh, we're shutting our crews down. We're laying everybody off. Well, guess what? Go steal them. Go take them. Put them to work. Maybe you don't even have to have them, put them on full time right now just to get them going. But get them going if you can afford to. That way on the backside, you've got a better, higher trained staff and you can take that much more bandwidth because it's coming. This is a big pig in the python that slowed this thing up. But as soon as we open this thing back up again, which I think is going to be, you know, I keep saying it'll be a few more weeks, but I think nationally, I think we're looking probably closer to the 1st of May. Depending on where you're at, I would go for it. Well, hey, tune into Around the House with Eric G this weekend, all over the Sun Broadcast Group. And make sure you grab it here on where you listen to your podcast as well. That'll be coming out Saturday afternoon. Noon to 2 Pacific is about the time we start posting this stuff up. Make sure you like and subscribe. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on Saturday. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.